Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI, Real Estate on Air.
The first person I called was my wife. I said, hey, honey, I'm in a contest to see who can get the most referrals in the next 20 minutes. Who do you know that might be looking to buy or sell a home? She had a referral for me. I'm like, why didn't you give me that referral yesterday? And she's like, you didn't ask.
The real estate industry has failed to create a clear path to time and money freedom. Having helped over 5,000 families in my real estate career and coached thousands of agents to scale their businesses, I know what works and what doesn't. And my goal on this podcast is to share all with you the good, bad, and ugly of building a highly lucrative lifestyle business so you can focus on what truly matters in life. You won't find any hype or fluff on this show, just real-world tactics and strategies that get results. You just gotta do the work.
Welcome back to Real Estate Business Builders. Today, we're gonna dig into a topic that, honestly, most agents don't wanna think about: scripts and dialogues and the mechanical part of sales, to make sure that we say the right things to identify motivated buyers and sellers. When I first got into the business, I didn't want to do it either. I was very turned off to the whole idea of memorizing the words to say to someone over the phone. But the very best in our business become the best in the business by this one thing. I'm going to dig into three scripts that you can use right now to generate more listings. It's going to be a listings focused exercise. I think every agent needs to focus on generating listing opportunities. We have separate systems in Real Estate B-School in terms of turning that one listing into up to 5 commission checks. But in order to have the kind of business that you want to have, which is a listing focused business, you need to know these three scripts. So my name is Lars Hedenborg. I'm the founder of Real Estate B-School. I have been at the real estate game since, you know, my personal production started in 2007. March 5th, 2007 is when I left my cozy corporate job. Didn't have any sales experience whatsoever. I have never built a business before or built marketing systems or managed people or any of that. And when I got into real estate, I learned really quickly that nothing that I learned when I got my license was applicable to building a real estate business at all. Any part of it. I will say this though, I did sell newspapers door to door when I was like 15 years old for 2 weeks, and I hated it. I was not very good at it. That was my only real sales job before I got into real estate. And when I got into real estate, I learned a very simple script that I probably used for, I don't know, 5-6 years, you know, a simple one-page script that handled every objection a buyer or seller prospect could throw my way. And today I want to go into three specific scripts that you can use to generate business now. I want you to generate now business with these three scripts. And the reason why scripts are important, you know, take a step back here, is that there's no way to sort of sustainably scale any business without a chunk of the time that that business sort of puts into their business, a chunk of time focused on having conversations with would-be clients, right? In our business, it's would-be buyers and would-be sellers, right? We need to dedicate 3 hours at a minimum, if your business isn't where you want it to be, to what I call, there's two aspects to it. Generally, it's called new business development, but there's lead generation and lead follow-up. We have scripts for both. Lead generation is what we're going to focus on today. These are conversations with people that either know you or don't know you, that are going to get you closer to getting what you want from them, which is a potential seller. And I'll try to keep these more focused to the seller side, because that's really where you need to spend your time. I've always had a focus on sellers in my own personal business. And even when I scaled my real estate team, I was generally about 60, anywhere from 55 to 65% listings. Listings, as they say, make babies, and you need to list to last, as they say, because buyers will burn you out. They'll take every bit of available evening or weekend that you have if you let them. And I want more for you in terms of the freedom you can get from this business. So that is why we do what we do. And the backdrop to all of this is that it's estimated that this year so far, 10,000 plus agents are leaving the industry every month, right? There are folks that got in the business that probably don't need to be in the business. And I believe it's a couple things. I believe there's a cadence and structure and time blocking that they're not honoring. They're not generating. They haven't built marketing systems in their business, but they're not applying some of these disciplines around learning scripts. So they turn into dialogue. So they sound very natural. So I'm hoping, and my prayer for you is that these three scripts, you're able to swipe and deploy right away. The first one is a very simple script. It's at the end of every conversation that you have, even if it's with your next door neighbor, if it's with, you know, people that you're meeting at a networking event, any conversation that you have with, you know, prospects that a buyer prospect that might have asked for information on a listing, you're ending every conversation with this simple script. And I call it the who do you know script. My style is a little bit more direct. So this would go something like, listen, Jack, you know, before I let you go, you may or may not know that I've set some lofty goals for my real estate business. The challenge is the market is not cooperating, meaning, you know, there aren't enough listings. There aren't enough sellers on the market right now to match with my buyers, right? So I need your help. Who do you know that might be looking to sell their property? Maybe there's like a neighbor, right, that you want to get rid of, or maybe there's someone at work or in your church, or, you know, can you think of anyone that's mentioned potentially, you know, moving and selling their property? And you ask for specific names, not like, do you know anyone? It's who do you know, right? Who do you know? If you committed to asking that question to 20 different people every day, even no matter how you had to do it, right? Minimum of 20 people, your business would change forever. If you committed to that Monday through Friday, asking that question to 20 people every day, 100 per week, and you committed to that for 30, 60, 90 days, 4, 8, 12 weeks, your business would radically change forever. So that's the who do you know script. All right, that's number one. Number two is, and this is a script that I learned, I'm no longer with Keller Williams, but on the first, it was kind of the free day of Bold. This is the I'm in a contest script. They had us on the first day. I think it was only for a 20-minute period. And there's probably 50, not even 50 agents in the room. They had us, they challenged us only using our cell phone and this simple script. How many referrals could we generate in 20 minutes? And I don't love calling people. So they gave us the script. The script is pretty simple. You know, it's something to the effect like, hey, Sally, I'm in a contest right now to see who can generate the most amount of referrals in the next 20 minutes, in, you know, the next week, whatever you want to say. This is probably a thing that you could do every quarter. And I need your help. You know, who do you know that, you know, has talked about listing their home or buying a home, you know, or even if you're a team leader, you know, even looking to pursue a career in real estate, right? So it's, I'm in a contest. So everybody wants to, you know, wants to help you win. And we were opening up our cell phone and just going through our cell phone. So as it went, I didn't really want to do this. I'm not I'm very introverted. I built my business based on marketing systems, but we had to do it, right? We were reporting our numbers at the end of 20 minutes on this piece of like this big board or piece of paper in the front of the room. So I wasn't not going to do it. The first person I called was my wife. I said, hey, honey, I'm in a contest to see who can get the most referrals in the next 20 minutes. Who do you know that might be looking to buy or sell a home? She had a referral for me. I'm like, why didn't you give me that referral yesterday? And she's like, you didn't ask. Right. So major light bulb moment, you know, big aha, even your spouse. Next person I called was my sister. Yeah. I think it was my sister. Same thing. Hey, who do you know? She had a referral for me. I just used the script. I'm just like paused and like literally think of someone that you know that might be looking to buy or sell a home. Who do you know? I'll wait. And obviously I have a relationship with these individuals. So I could, you know, just say, put it on them. Like, hey, I want to win this contest. I need you to think of a referral. And she knew somebody at work. Third person I called was my mom and her best friend that was living in, I forget where, like Flagstaff or somewhere, Reno. Yeah, maybe Reno. I think it was Reno, Nevada. She was selling her home. And so it was out of state, but I referred an agent to her. Right. So three calls, rough 2.5, let's call it solid referrals. Right. So the only reason this couldn't work is if you don't actually do it. And you could probably do this 2, maybe 3 or 4 times a year. Call through your database, folks that know you, even folks that don't know you, just say, hey, listen, I'm in a contest right now in my office. You don't have to say that you're the only one in the contest and it's a contest with yourself. Right. But you're in a contest. And you want to win the contest. You're super competitive. Who do you know that's looking to buy or sell, right? Somebody from church, and you kind of help them. You make it fun, but you're very to the point, and it's a very direct conversation. So the cool thing about it is that you don't have to go into the whole, you know, family occupation, recuperation, dreams, the whole 4 technique of, you know, in my mind, I'm a very direct person, and I don't like those sort of fake-ish conversations. Where we're, you know, we're kind of shooting the breeze, but it's with somebody that, you know, they know something's up. They know there's a reason I called. I'd rather just get to the point. So that's a really good one. The third is a bigger, I might do a whole episode on this tactic, this system to deploy/install in your business. It's called the promise. And this was from a guy, Mike Hicks. So if you go to YouTube and you see Mike Hicks, there's like a 2.5-minute video where he actually demonstrates this, but it will infiltrate every part of your business. Essentially, when you're sitting down with a buyer or a seller and you're earning their business, let's say you're signing a buyer to a buyer loyalty agreement, you're signing a seller to a listing agreement. One more thing. So you're basically ending that conversation. Hey, there's one more thing. Jenny, that I want to cover before I get out of your hair. We have something called the promise. We called it the high performance promise. We have something called the high performance promise where your needs and what you want is really paramount. It's super important to us. All of our systems and everything we do revolve around getting you what you want. You know, it's real estate. There will be bumps, you know, there will be some turbulence. We'll navigate all that with you and for you and get ahead of anything that we can. You know, our job is to really make this, from your standpoint, be the Ritz-Carlton or the Nordstrom or the whatever your analogy is. Like we would say Ritz-Carlton. We want you to have a Ritz-Carlton experience when it comes to your real estate transaction with us. And everyone's going to make sure that it happens. When we do that, I have a favor to ask of you. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to deliver on this promise. And when we do, you know, I'm going to ask you, you know, who do you know that essentially would like this same experience? And I'm going to put it on you. And depending on the relationship, and I'm botching the script a little bit, I'm just kind of going from memory. But you'd really put it on them. Like, so when I deliver this Ritz-Carlton experience and I get you everything that you're looking for, we navigate any turbulence along the way. I'm going to expect that you're going to refer some business to me, and here's how you do it. And if I don't get a referral from you during the transaction, as we're earning your business and exceeding your expectations, I'm going to assume that I didn't deliver on the promise. And I'm going to want to talk to you about it. So if we're sitting at closing, you haven't referred 1, 2, 3, 5 of your friends, family, or colleagues to me, I'm going to assume that I missed the mark on my promise, and we'll just have a conversation about it. Is that okay? So on the one hand, you're getting their permission to earn a referral because you're making this big promise. And you're making a little bit awkward if they don't give you a referral, because you're going to want to talk about what they could have done to, you know, why didn't you give them a referral? So it works like magic. It essentially sets the stage. Where I first heard this strategy, it wasn't actually Mike Hicks that came up with it. It was Jay Abraham held an event, and I found it on YouTube, not YouTube, on I think it was Amazon Audible, 93 referral systems, I think it was. And it was literally a recording of one session at an event where he had like all these different businesses in the room, and he asked the room to share their best referral strategies. And one guy from a not even an affiliated industry to real estate stood up and gave this. You know, he essentially makes a big promise, gets them to agree beforehand that when, as they deliver on the promise, they're going to send referrals. It's sort of, it's in the agreement. And we actually had a written agreement where we kind of go through these things. So that is the third script, a little bit more involved. I could probably spend a whole episode diving deeper into it. But the first one was, who do you know that's looking to list their home, a friend, a colleague, you know, have you a neighbor you want to get rid of? The second was, I'm in a contest right now. I need your help. I want to win. Who do you know that's looking to buy or sell? The third is the promise. Like, hey, I'm going to do everything I can to make this a Ritz-Carlton experience of real estate for you. And when I do, I have a favor to ask of you. I need you to refer at least two other potential buyers or sellers to me. And if you do, awesome. If we're sitting at closing and you don't, I'll assume I did something wrong and I'm going to want to talk to you about it. Three powerful scripts that you can implement today to get more business. Right? Don't let all the fear, uncertainty, and doubt dictate, you know, your potential, your ability to grow your real estate business. This market will eject agents from it rapidly that aren't equipped, that don't have the proper mindset. But for you, you're here for a reason. I know you can do it. Take action and do the work. If you're not in our free Facebook group yet, please, please, please go to Real Estate Business Builders on Facebook. Go into the groups button or whatever and search up groups, Real Estate Business Builders. My sort of face there is on the banner, and you can see it. There's a few questions to answer, and we'll let you into the group. We want to make sure that you're a growth-minded real estate agent and you want to grow and scale your business. We don't want a bunch of spammers in there and people that aren't going to, you know, contribute to the cause of helping everyone in the community grow. The second thing, though, is if you know you want to have a conversation about your business and there's something that, you know, sort of is brewing inside of you around, you know, hearing, you know, maybe some of the stories I'm sharing or our methodologies or how I talk about systems are everything, how I talk about, you know, building your business in a way where there's freedom as you grow and scale it, unlike traditional methods, opt in for a conversation about your business. You know, if there's a good fit for us to work together, we'll talk about it. We have programs that work for every level. But go to rebsgrowthassessment.com. There's an 8-minute video there for you to watch that will kind of lay out an unbelievable offer, double your money back, 10x income guarantee offer, 10x times 10x your investment, or I will pay you double the investment in the program. Unbelievable. No one in the industry is doing it. So go to REBS Strategy Session, watch that video and book in for a call, and we'll see you on the next episode. Much love, much respect. Bye-bye.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation. You pitch and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.